Health experts are ringing alarm bells about the water quality in Philadelphia schools. The response comes from a WHYY story last week that exposed a legacy of lead problems in one North Philadelphia charter. WHYY's Kevin McCory reports from the parent meeting there last night.
Gail Glenn is a mother of three students at Frederick Douglass Elementary in North Philadelphia.
This school, we do have some issues here. We don't want our kids to be sick. It's better to know it than not to know.
Glenn spoke at a parent meeting Monday night at the school. In April, three water fountains there failed city-mandated lead tests. In one case, the lead level was 350 times higher than the district's limit. Mastery Charter, which runs the school, turned off the fountains, but failed to inform parents of the results until last week, only after WHYY reporters began asking questions. Monday night, Mastery CEO Scott Gordon apologized to Glenn personally for that inaction.
I do feel badly that we should have sent a notice out because it creates a sense of distrust.
At this point, all the drinking water at Douglass Elementary comes from filtered jugs. At the meeting, Marilyn Howarth, a lead expert at the University of Pennsylvania, said many other Philadelphia schools should immediately do the same thing.
Unless lead service lines, lead solder, and brass fixtures are removed, which is very costly to do, children should be provided with clean water that's free of lead.
A recent city council bill mandated lead testing in every school in the city. The results have not yet been publicly reported. Kevin McCory, WHYY News.